This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
So now every time anybody comes in to break up a pin who's not the legal man, they need to get disqualified. If that's how it's going to be, anybody who comes in to break up the pin, they need to be disqualified. Anybody who comes in to do anything when they're not the legal man, they should just be disqualified. If that's how it's going to be, and they're going to make up the rules as they go because nobody cares. Vince McMahon is a senile old cocksucking prick. And you know what? Who gives a fuck? He's petty. He's an old man. He doesn't deserve us watching, and yet we still keep watching. Dean Ambrose was unhappy with how he's doing. He's unhappy with the direction he's going. He's unhappy with how he's being booked. So they're going to make him job out and humiliate him on his way out. Vince McMahon, you're a scum-sucking pig. You and Donald Trump need to go fuck each other in the back room. Like Fletch said, why don't you two go in the back and pump each other? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Wow, what a night. And we weren't here last week, but it doesn't matter because Raw still sucks. So let's go straight to the phone lines. First up, what I'd like to introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
Well, what's going on, T-Rock? I heard that rant there.
Anytime anybody comes in and breaks up a pin, they need to be disqualified. Instantly, right? I mean, isn't that the precedent just showed?
If they're going to do it once, they have to do it all the time. They have to be consistent, man. It's going to be consistency.
Well, and tonight, we're going to go over – we didn't go over the Royal Rumble prediction results last week, but I do happen to have them in my hand. So later on after we talk to this show, we're going to see who won and who lost because that's still a thing apparently that we're going to do. And joining us on the panel is our other panelist who panels very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC Legends Champion, Christian from Philadelphia.
This new era is fucking dog shit. It's a fucking lie. Vince McMahon's a fucking liar. Fuck him. Fuck him and fuck this Raw.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that. That's never been a thing where the other person can't hit the guy he's not the legal man. I mean, how many matches have we seen in history? In wrestling history, and every match, tag team or other, the other person comes in and breaks up the count. Disqualified. It better happen next week. Better happen.
It better happen, man.
It better happen.
We're putting him on notice right now. We're putting him on notice right now. It better fucking happen.
It better. Let's talk about Monday Night Raw. So Monday Night Raw opened up with a storyline to get Charlotte Flair inserted into the match she doesn't need to be in. But, of course, it's WWE and Vince McMahon, and she's Ric Flair's daughter, so she's going to get put in the match because nobody wants to see it. So let's put it on TV, right? Didn't they say they were going to do what the fans wanted? We're going to listen to the fans. So nobody wants to see Charlotte in that match. Charlotte's going to be in that match. Stephanie McMahon comes out. And Becky Lynch comes out, and Becky won't go to the doctor for some weird reason. I don't know. Maybe she's an anti-vaxxer, but she won't go to the doctor, and so she gets suspended, and then she beats up Stephanie McMahon with weak phantom punches, and then that's it, and she leaves, and then Ronda Rousey comes up and talks a million miles an hour, and that's our opening segment. So, Minister of Sinister, to you first. Charlotte Flair doesn't belong in this match.
No, she doesn't. I'm sold on the match already with just Becky Lynch against Ronda Rousey. I'm sold on that match already. Since last week, they sold that to me. I don't want to buy in. I don't want to waste my time buying into Charlotte now. And imagine what that's going to do to me emotionally, okay? I'm already looking forward to fucking Ronda Rousey against the man. And then all of a sudden they're going to insert Charlotte in there? I don't want to see that, and I'm pretty sure nobody else wants to see that. And what are they going to do with the women's title of the freaking, with the women's SmackDown title? What happens to it? Charlotte needs to stay on her brand, do something with that title to keep it relevant. Otherwise, it's pointless having two freaking women's titles. Unless if they're going to fucking put them both together, the whole thing is pointless.
Liv Morgan, is that? No, who's the blonde bitch on SmackDown? She's going to get a title shot at WrestleMania against Asuka, I bet. In the pre-show of WrestleMania. So, Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this opening of Raw in an obvious attempt to open the door for Charlotte Flair to ruin WrestleMania?
I think it's all a fucking ploy. It's obvious that fucking bitch Flair is going to be in the fucking match, even though she doesn't fucking deserve it. How many fucking title shots did this bitch get over the past of 2018? Fucking five, and she failed every single fucking one of them. What the fuck? At this point, they're shutting Charlotte Flair down her fucking throat. She's officially become the female version of Roman Reigns on SmackDown, my dude. She's Roman Reigns, but female version on SmackDown.
Oh, we have a salty show tonight. Good. Salty salt. Pour it in the wound. No, it's okay. It's okay, because you know what? The WWE is not doing anything right. And Vince is just a stubborn old man who still thinks it's 1983. And whatever. He's old, and he needs to go away. They need to put him on an island somewhere in Survivor and try to watch him Celebrity Survivor and watch him try to celebrity survive somewhere. Go away for a while. So anyway, let's move on to Ronda Rousey gets a match. And then Ronda Rousey gets another match. And then Ronda Rousey, no, Beaky doesn't want the match. But Ronda Rousey beat Liv Morgan. Ronda Rousey beat the other bitch, Sarah Logan. Ronda Rousey beat them all. But not Beaky, because, you know, eventually Beaky is going to beat Ronda Rousey, even though she's never won a match since she's been on Raw. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of Ronda Rousey versus the Riot Squad?
Oh, God. I mean, even if Beaky would have, you know, got a match, she would have lost anyway, because that's all they are. They're the freaking losers of the women's division. Anytime they go to the fucking ring, you know that they're going to lose. Even if you think they're going to win, they end up losing. That's what they've done to me with these people. They never freaking win. They always go out there to lose. So, yeah. And she took on, Rousey took on, you know, Morgan and then Logan. And she won both of those matches. But, of course, let me correct you on Ruby Riott, though. I feel like I need to correct you on this. She didn't want to fight Rousey tonight because it wasn't going to be for the title, because the next time she fights her will be for the title. However, she will lose that match as well. Book it.
Well, of course.
You already know
like,
this
if you,
shit. Yeah.
If you think anything else, you're totally wrong. Christian from Philadelphia. Ronda Rousey.
Oh my fucking God, dude. Two of the worst Ronda Rousey matches back-to-back in the same fucking night, dude. This was complete fucking dog shit. Liv Morgan, the match with Liv Morgan was fucking awful, man. There was no fucking wrestling. All she did was just dog tricks. And then fucking Ronda Rousey, her character is fucking stupid, dude. One minute she's fucking serious backstage with Becky Lynch, but then when she comes out, she's fucking high-fiving kids and giving them fucking gifts on her fucking jacket. Who the fuck are you, bitch? Make up your fucking mind. What personality are you? Do you have multiple personality disorder? Is that your gimmick? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm pretty sure that she is not going to get pinned. What bothers me is Ronda Rousey's leaving, right? She's going to leave after WrestleMania, but they're going to keep her looking strong. They're going to keep her looking tough. Dean Ambrose is leaving because he's not happy. What are they going to do? He's going to lose to Nia Jax next week. He's going to be Curt Hawkins' first victory. He's going to come out in a doink outfit, wearing a clown suit, and they're going to pee on it. He's going to wear a baby outfit. Vince is going to be like, all right, go out in a baby outfit. Go out in the middle of the ring, dance around like a baby, and stick your finger in your mouth, blue goo goo goo. That's what's going to happen. Because this man is a petty old man who is old. He's just so old. Like, he's old. Can't you see that he's old? So the B-Team, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, and The Revival, in a Four Corners number one contender tag team match that we saw on SmackDown on Tuesday. And, of course, Heavy Machinery is in this now, too, because why not have them everywhere? And The Revival win. Well, Revival wanted to leave. Revival was even took to Twitter and said they were going to leave, and they wanted to leave, and now they're getting a title shot. Boy, Dean Ambrose must have just really did something awful because all these other people who want to leave or who are leaving, Vince is pushing them to the moon. But Dean Ambrose, man, he's going to job to a cactus. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this pointless, terrible, nothing but jobber match for the tag team number one contender?
Oh, man. The B-Team, they're still a thing? I could not believe that. It was shocking to me that the B-Team are still a thing, okay? But, no, you know what was more shocking was that the Revival actually fucking won. Everybody was all over the Heavy Machinery, who, by the way, are they're kind of comedic to me. I find them they're entertaining, but on a comedic type of way. And Lucha House Party, man, I hate those fucking filthy Mexicans, man. They're the worst. They're the worst ever. But the B-Team, come on, man. They're still a thing. I could not believe that. But it was surprising that the goddamn Revival, like you said, who have taken to Twitter and said they want to leave, now they're all of a sudden in a title match. Give me a fucking break with this shit. And another thing about this match, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of this shit. This fucking grand, what do they call it, Metalik? Metal, it's fucking Metallic, goddammit. And the other guy, Lince Dorado, it's fucking Lince. The goddamn E assignment. And that's all I have to say about that.
Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this four-way, four-corner, number one contender tag team thing?
This match was also fucking garbage. Once again, the fucking Revival is at another fucking tag title match, even though they said that everybody gets the fucking opportunity, yet it's only the fucking Revival that gets the fucking opportunity. And even if they do finally win the big one, nobody's going to give a fuck because it's not even important. They're not even fucking relevant as a tag team no more. And to be honest, I really don't give a fuck about the tag division no more. As of this moment, as of this night, the tag division is fucking dead to me now. I don't give a fuck about the tag division on Raw. It's fucking dead to me. It's dead.
Dead. Dead. And go to WrestleCorp.com and you can follow along in the chat thread with Best Friends NXT and everybody else who's on board. All right, let's move right along because Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins in the back talking about how they're going to come back. And you know what? If they were tag team champions, I'd buy that for a dollar. And I think that's a good thing. But Vince won't let that happen because Zack Ryder put in his 15 years and it's not worth anything. Nothing. Nothing. Curt Hawkins put in his 15 years. Not worth anything. You know why? I don't know why. Vince McMahon pushes people in pools when they're at his house. So just remember, when you're walking by the pool next to Vince McMahon at his house, don't have your phone in your pocket. Kurt Angle comes out, and he's about to retire. This guy, this legend with dignity, you know, he should have honor and dignity as he retires because he's been a legend in the company. And, you know, people should respect that. But no, Vince McMahon sends Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre to humiliate him again. Because I guess Kurt Angle did something to piss Vince McMahon off, and he needs to be humiliated because Vince McMahon is old. And see, he's old! He's just old! He's old. Anyway, so Braun Strowman comes out and makes the save, and then we set up a match for later on. Minister of Sinister, why does Vince McMahon want to disrespect Kurt Angle so much?
Well, I think maybe his boner has died down for him, obviously. You know, his boner has since moved on from Kurt Angle, and it's on Drew McIntyre now. It's on Baron Corbin now. Apparently, he's even moved on from Braun Strowman, if you think about his booking as of late. But yeah, man, this is the thing. This is the thing that's consistent with what you're saying, that at the end of the day, man, Vince McMahon is the one that's pushing us away from all this shit because of his terrible booking. This whole thing. And first of all, man, let me get into that Zack Ryder thing too, man. Zack, last week when they had that segment, I clearly remember seeing his name and thinking, did they fuck up his name? But I did not pursue it. And this week, sure enough, he came out and said that they misspelled his name last week. So yeah, you know, that actually settled some thoughts that I had last week. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, getting back to this Kurt Angle thing, man. Vince McMahon is so old, he's become petty. Okay, and for myself as well, it's working out pretty good because I get to see this guy, and I'm like, shit, man, I cannot in my, you know, I'm aging now. I hit 50 last year, okay? So I'm like, shit, man, I cannot become this guy. So my biggest aspiration right now is to not be a Vince McMahon, old and petty, fuck the way he's become. I don't know what Kurt Angle did to him, but god damn it, man. Now he's getting embarrassed every time. I thought he was going to tap out to his own fucking move there for a second. I mean, it's just become fucked up. And what the hell? We'll get into fucking Double J later, but god damn it, Vince McMahon, he's old. He's too old, man.
He's old. Christian from Philadelphia, Kurt Angle, humiliated in his attempt at retirement, I guess.
Yeah. But the real motherfucking question of the day is, why the fuck is Drew McIntyre back with fucking Baron Corbin again? Why are these two back together? You see what? Same old fucking shit, dude. This was been like last November, last year, and they're still fucking together. Are you fucking kidding me? You have nothing for Drew to do for himself, like to feud with anybody. You have to have him be stuck with fucking Corbin, dude. Fuck Vince McMahon, dude. He's a senile old fuck, man. He thinks we're fucking stupid. He thinks we're a fucking idiot.
Well, whatever. It's Vince McMahon, and he's old. So Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Alicia Fox and a crazy bitch. And actually, two crazy bitches. And they knock her down in the end. But Bayley and Sasha end up winning and beating the crazy bitches in the end. And so Sasha and Bayley get to be in the Elimination Chamber. Too bad they weren't on SmackDown. They could have just said, hey, we're in the chamber, and get to be in the chamber. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this hard-hitting camel toe fest?
Well, you know, Alicia Fox, man, she just does something for me. I don't know what it is, but she does something for me. So I have a thing for her, I guess, is what it is. But Sasha Banks and Bayley, man, you had to know that they were going to win this match. How could you not? So the whole thing was inconsequential. They might as well have just said, well, fuck it, you know, we're going to take this match. Just put us in the match already because, you know, we're going to go out there and win anyway. They should have just pulled the SmackDown and saved us from the spared us the fucking agony of having to watch this crap, because that's exactly what it turned into. It turned into a big pile of crap with Alicia Fox and Nikki Cross out there. I cannot buy them as a tag team together. They just do not go. They mix as good as oil and water do. I mean, they look terrible out there together as a team. No chemistry, no nothing. It's just two crazy bitches fucking running around acting fucking crazy. See who can out crazy each other. I've had enough crazy bitches in my life to know that I'm done with them. So fuck them hoes. Sasha Banks and Bayley, you just had to know they were going to win.
Well, of course. We all knew they were going to win. Christian from Philadelphia, did you care about this match at all?
The only good thing is that Bayley did all the hard work than Sasha Banks did. She literally took those two by herself. And I get a funny feeling that if Ronda Rousey, when Ronda Rousey loses, I think she's going to be the Raw Women's Champion again. Because the way they've been booking Bayley, I think they're building her up again. This is the resurgence of Bayley. Because she's been doing fucking great. They even double teamed on her when they attacked them before the match. They double teamed on Bayley more than Sasha because they, in kayfabe wise, they see Bayley as a threat. So they're building up Bayley again.
Well, that could be. However, you should also know that Sasha Banks was injured last week and was not cleared to wrestle last week. That's why she wasn't on a part of Raw last week. So that could also have something to do with why she didn't. You know, she worked the match, yes, but she didn't do a goddamn thing in the match tonight anyway, so that could be reason for that.
Yeah. But I hope Bayley becomes the Raw Women's Champion again, dude. She's so fucking underrated, man. She deserves it more than anybody right now. Out of anybody besides Becky, Bayley deserves it.
Well, I'm telling you, those autistic kids, man, they deserve something. And Bayley, she's the poster girl for autism, and she deserves nothing but respect for her. Mr. Magoo Face. Mr. Magoo Face! Mr. Magoo Face. Autism's a hell of a bitch. All right. So, Apollo.
I'll give her a dose of goo.
No, sorry. Road Dogg comes out, and the D-Generation X intro, and then Jeff Jarrett comes out to the Jeff Jarrett intro, and then they sing, and then Elias comes out as the heel Elias, and then Jeff Jarrett versus Elias, and then Elias beats Jeff Jarrett, and then Road Dogg comes in and strikes Elias, and Jarrett hits Elias with a guitar that doesn't break, and here we go. It's good, though. I mean, I kind of like Jeff Jarrett to beat Elias. Just because I hate Jeff Jarrett. He's never drawn a dime, and he's killed every wrestling promotion that he's ever went to. But I would like to see him beat Elias, Minister of Sinister. What did you think of the old and the young?
It makes no sense, man. You make no sense with that one, T-Rock. You hate Jeff Jarrett, but you would like to see him beat Elias. What the fuck?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, one time, you know, hey.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The guitar actually did break. When he picked it up, the back was sunk in on it. It was fucking fucked, man. But anyway, man. You know, I never did. I hated. Growing up, man, I hated Jeff Jarrett. I freaking hated him. I did not start liking Jeff Jarrett until he was in TNA fucking shit up over there. I really enjoyed. That's when I started embracing Jeff Jarrett. What I can't believe is Jeff Jarrett swallowed his pride to come back to WWE and put over Elias and whoever else he's going to put over. But and not that they need it. You know, there's so much freaking talent over there that one has to question, why do they do this type of shit? And they do it for the fucking entertainment aspect of it. Because guys like fucking Batman, I guarantee you, he was fucking singing every word to that goddamn song, My Baby Tonight. He did it on Radio Renegades a few months back, and you can go back and listen. I don't know which episode, but go back and listen to one of them. They fucking need all the help they can get, them guys down there, but I digress. But anyway, guys like that, they know this shit, and they want to see this shit. Believe it or not, there's still a market for people that want to see him singing that fucking song, and there's still a market for people to get off or the D-O-double-G doing his fucking shtick, even though he's 60 pounds overweight. But shit, I mean, I don't want to see it. I know I don't want to see it, and I was glad that Elias fucking ended up beating this guy. And then fuck Jeff Jarrett. He has no business there. To me, this aspect of it, I don't like it, okay, this whole entertainment bullshit, because to me, it's taking away from the excitement of the build to WrestleMania. It's already fucking, it's already shit, man. This is supposed to be the best time of year for wrestling, and it's like they're spinning their fucking wheels, man. It's making me sick.
Making Minister sick. Christian, what did you feel about a couple old men in the ring? With
This was the worst Elias. This was the worst fucking Elias match I've ever seen tonight. And you know what's worse? This is the state of Elias' career right now. Now he's facing fucking Jeff Jarrett. months ago in Money in the Bank, he was fucking having...
Hello? Minister, are you still there?
I am.
Oh. I'm here.
Oh, okay, good.
Anyway.
We thought we lost you for a second. Yeah.
Months ago what?
I got scared. Months ago, he was having a fucking match with Seth Rollins for the IC title Money in the Bank, and now he's having a fucking mini feud with fucking Jeff Jarrett.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know they fucking giving up on Elias at this point now. Don't be surprised if he's the next fucking wrestler to leave. Don't be fucking surprised.
Why wouldn't you leave? AEW is tossing out money for people, and I guarantee you, what they're doing, they're giving health insurance to the wrestlers, they're giving them money, they're giving them lighter workloads. I mean, and AEW, even though they haven't done anything yet, it feels big and special. Like, why wouldn't you want to leave WWE? And I forget, somebody said it, it's like no matter who leaves WWE, they'll just move somebody up in their spot. It doesn't matter to WWE. He's making billions off a hand over fist as he's jerking off hand over fist. But it doesn't matter to them. They'll move somebody up. But these guys who are being ill-used, just move on out, man. Sami Zayn should go to AEW. All these fuckers who aren't being utilized should go to fucking AEW. Go right along, man. Shove it up Vince's ass. Maybe Raw will end up turning into be something good eventually. Because this is utter nonsense. SmackDown is so much better than Raw. And, I mean, it's the same fucking brand, right? It's the same WWE. But, my God, there's a huge difference because Vince does not have his fucking dick all over fucking SmackDown. That's it. He doesn't. He's not there all the time. And you can tell. You can see it because Vince McMahon is so out of touch, and he's going to punish somebody for wanting to leave because they're being booked to talk with a house plant, to get injections in their asshole as they're talking. Oh, I'm getting wearing a fucking gas mask and getting punked out by Nia Jax and losing to a roll-up to EC3 who can't even talk. Like, the fuck, man? Like, just because these guys want a better exposure, want to be used better, they're going to get fucked by, you know, Vince McMahon. Legends come in, they get jobbed out. Yeah, I understand. He's Kurt Angle. He's old. But you got to give him a win. There's no credibility left for the guy. You can't give him a win. Why not? The fuck? Who cares? Let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the rest of Dump-Assville Raw, Dumpville Daddy-O. We're going to talk about the rest of Shithole Raw. And then at the top of the next hour, we're going to go over the Royal Rumble predictions, because we didn't do it last week, and we're going to see who won and who lost. That's going to be fun, so stay tuned. Please go to WrestleCorp.com and check it out. Talk to all of us there if you have any questions or comments. If you don't like us being angry, you don't like us being pissed, you don't like us, well, fuck you. It's our show, and we'll do whatever the hell we want. All right? So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about WWE and Vince and his senile ways. We'll be right back after this.
Do another radio show. Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Monday Night Fallout. Don't forget, tomorrow night, as you heard in the commercial, Facing Tuesday is back with Santori. He wasn't here last week, but this week he'll be there. And we got a brand new show on Saturdays, the Omega Opinion. Wow, that is a great show. You got to go back in the archive and listen to it because the Omega knows what he's talking about, the Alpha and the Omega there for you. And, of course, Sunday, you got the greatest talk show. So a lot of stuff going on in the World Generation Podcast Network. You're going to want to be there and figure it out. All right. So, Minister, did you take a listen to the Alpha and the Omega?
Yes, I did. The Omega, he sounds more intellectual than certainly myself, than I do. I mean, he sounds like he's really knowledgeable as far as the time travel goes. I do like
and
how
next
it
week,
started out with
next
the...
Next week is Ancient Aliens, apparently. So.
Yeah, I like how it started out with the time travel, but with the story of the Groundhog Day. He was also really up on his groundhog. How old is the Alpha?
Well, that is I don't know. I mean, he could be a million years. He could be nine. You know, you never know how old a person... You never know. All right, so tune in for that. And, of course, Christian's show is on Saturday, too, so there's two shows on Saturday now. Wow, how awesome is that? Okay, so back to Monday Night Raw, because it's crap. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going back. Finn Balor comes out, and he wants to face Bobby the Almighty for the Intercontinental Championship. We're going to have an Intercontinental title match. They said it. They hyped it all over the place. Intercontinental title match tonight. But no, he gets to face Leo Rush instead. And so Finn Balor gets to face and beat Leo Rush. Now, I understand that Leo Rush is a great high flyer, but this, what does this do for Finn Balor? He can beat a little midget? He's a chocolate midget. He's not even a vanilla midget. He's a chocolate midget. And, like, Finn Balor, oh, my God, Finn Balor beat Hornswoggle. Oh, he's so great. Like, is Vince McMahon that out of touch? Does Vince McMahon have no fucking clue what's going on? Because this did nothing for Elias. Or, sorry, Finn Balor. I get all these people Vince hates confused. It seems like he hates the entire roster. But, Minister, so Chocolate Midget.
Does him no favors at all, man. The whole thing is just a... Man, this is how bad Seth Rollins was missed tonight. He was highly missed tonight. So they had to come up with Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley going up against Finn Balor. But Bobby Lashley, of course, got sent out to the back, so it was Rush by himself. And yes, Finn Balor is just so freaking great for beating Leo Rush, man. I cannot tell you how great Finn is. Now that
he overcame the odds, man. He overcame such great...
It's despicable. It's terrible freaking booking. I mean, he... I don't know. He might even be so fucking hung up on himself that he's thinking, well, I'll just do something outside the box, and I'll put Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. Yeah, book it. Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. That's what we're doing, damn it. And I mean, God damn it, dude. It does nothing for anybody. I mean, they could have made Leo Rush debuting on Raw something great. Instead, it was shit. It was, losing to the great Finn Balor. Terrible, terrible.
Well, Leo Rush will be beating Dean Ambrose in a couple weeks. Please.
Oh, yeah, book that.
Book that. Book that, yeah, that's going to happen. Christian from Philadelphia, a chocolate midget.
You know, they stole my fucking idea for Leo Rush wrestling tonight, right? Because I said this on my fucking show last Saturday, that I said Leo Rush should be wrestling in the ring from now on, and they just stole my fucking idea, and they fucking ruined it for me. So thanks, WWE. You stole my idea, and you fucking ruined it. Great, you motherfucker. Fuck you, Vince. You're a fucking plagiarist. You are a fucking plagiarist. You stole all of my ideas. The fucking ladder with the guitar thing from TLC, that was fucking my idea, and you ruined that. And now you ruined the whole Leo Rush thing. So fuck you, you fucking old fucker.
Yes. Are you going to go work for AEW?
Minister is my witness. I said this on Saturday.
Okay. What'd you say? Hello?
Yeah, Minister is my witness. He heard me when I said about Leo Rush competing more often in the ring. Right, Minister?
Oh, shit, dude. I can't remember what you said Saturday, but if you said it, you said it. You can go back and listen to it. The last Saturday show, you'll find it there. Somebody has to find it. Please, tell me you can find
one of, it. one of our listeners throughout the whole network is WWE. You got to know that. And so, Vince, eat a dick, old man. Like, I'm serious. Eat a fucking pile of shit. Eat a pile of garbage. I've been watching your show since I was a child, and I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to even say that I watch fucking this garbage. Like, you've ruined your product for me. And I am so excited for AEW. I don't even give a... That's why AEW is going to succeed. They could bring out nobody. They could bring out the Shockmaster. And it's going to kill. Because people are dying for something other than Raw. And not TNA. Because TNA sucks balls. And it's been running to the ground. People don't watch Ring of Honor. People don't care about Lucha Underground. But I'm telling you, man, Kenny Omega signing with that fucking shit, and Jericho and Dean Ambrose, and then get somebody out. Get some fucking, you know, superstar legend of somebody. Fuck, drag out a corpse. Fuck, man. Shit, AEW will kill WWE, and maybe not sure, but come close. I think that it's the first real competition. And Vince is shitting his pants, otherwise he wouldn't be humiliating Dean Ambrose. And speaking of Dean Ambrose, a moment of bliss, and she's interviewing EC3, who doesn't talk apparently. Nia Jax comes out looking fatter than ever. She ate the entire roster, all of everything. She ate the fucking entire roster. And then Dean Ambrose comes out, and he's a face now, right? Dean Ambrose is a face. He has the line of the night. What happened to EC1 and EC2? Line of the night comes from a guy you're going to bury in a segment right after facing EC3, and Dean Ambrose just loses with a roll-up pin. Minister of Sinister, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, what the fuck moment. Yeah, man, you know, EC3, he came in. Apparently, Alexa Bliss was smitten by EC3 and his size, the size of his bank account, that is, as she put it. But, yeah, man, Dean Ambrose, you know, coming out, he's just playing his role, obviously, putting over EC3. It's, fuck, man, it's a new direction. EC3, hopefully he's going to pan out, but I don't see it. If he was going to pan out, he would have probably panned out the first time around, maybe. Who knows what his future holds, but he'll probably be dancing by August. He'll be dancing with somebody or some shit, maybe with even Mojo Rawley, who I see is next, according to the results I'm looking at, because I have to tell you something about him. I saw his segment last week after I got home, and I saw his segment tonight, and I could not remember who the fuck, what his name was. All I could remember was that it's that guy that fucking came out with Gronkowski. They had that fucking deal in the Super Bowl or in the fucking WrestleMania that time. But that's how they do these guys. They introduce these guys to you, and they have them around for a few weeks or whatever, and then they fucking fade away. And that's the biggest problem with WWE. They have too many fucking characters that they never use. And so, yeah, I would be pissed off, and I'd want to go too. Hell, AEW. I hope they fucking come in and kick their fucking asses, man. I'm sick of them. Sick of fucking WWE.
You know, Raw tonight was much like the Super Bowl last night. A pile of shit. Christian from Philadelphia. Dean Ambrose losing to EC3. Going to get humiliated on his way out. Oh, EC3 kind of silent, but not deadly. You know, he's one of those silent farts that don't smell. I don't know. What do you think of this whole load of garbage?
Well, first, again, they stole my fucking idea again, because I also said on my show that EC3 should be wrestling in the main roster, and they fucking stole that and they ruined it. But other than
that, I remember.
I said it like a little quickly, that when is EC3 going to be in the main roster? And they fucking heard me, I guess. But anyway, it's been confirmed Dean Ambrose is going to face Nia Jax at WrestleMania, and that's going to be his final fucking match. It's been fucking confirmed, I guess. That's going to be fucking awful. I bet you 10-1 he's going to lose in that fucking match. What a way to go. What a way to go. Go out as a fucking chump.
Didn't I tell you that they're going to book Nia Jax to fucking to take out Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania? Didn't I tell you that?
Yep, it's going to look like that, and that's going to be fucking garbage. Mind you, this guy was a former WWE champion, and he's getting treated like this. Remember that right now.
But it's funny though. We're not talking about EC3's debut.
Yes, no, exactly. That's my point. Exactly, is that he's gonna end up like fucking that guy I was just talking about, Gronk's friend,
Mojo Riley.
Raleigh. Yeah, that's my point exactly. That's how they do, man. It's fucked up, man. It's a result of having too much fucking talent, is what it is. If they didn't have all these motherfuckers, they wouldn't be able to do this shit.
He's probably going to feud with Braun Strowman later on. And that's it.
And speaking of Braun Strowman, that's another guy, and we're going to work on his segment here in a minute. But let me start out by saying, Braun Strowman, man, has already been turned into the Big Show. He's just another fucking Big Show in the way they booked him. They booked him all big and badass when he first came in, and now he might as well just be a fucking everyday regular guy.
Listen, I'm telling you, AEW is going to kick WWE in the nuts. And they've been running on autopilot. Vince is like, oh, this league ain't going to do shit or nothing like that. I'm telling you, man, it's going to – listen, if it's on a channel that I can get, like TBS or something, I'll watch that shit. It's going to get ratings. I've never seen Kenny Omega wrestle. I've never seen him wrestle.
Same
but
here.
Everybody tells me.
He's fucking good. He's fucking fantastic, dude.
Y'all are going to make me open up a fucking beer, man.
I've never seen the Young Bucks wrestle. Never. But you know what? I'm interested. I'm intrigued. I want to see what the hell is going on. And I'm telling you, there's going to be – it's just the hype around it. The hype. I tuned in to TNA for the first time ever when Hulk Hogan was there. When Hulk Hogan came in and then Vince drug out Bret Hart that night. When I was switching back and forth. And that was the one chance I gave TNA, and it was okay. People say Vince killed Hogan, and then Bischoff. They all came in and they killed TNA. I don't know. I actually like that. But I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna watch AEW, and if it's anything at all, how can you not be better than this garbage? How can you not be better than this garbage? Like, I don't even want to take my son to go see Raw again because it's just a big steaming pile of shit. Every fucking week, a steaming pile of garbage. It's supposed to be different. Well, listen to what the fans want. The fans don't want Charlotte Flair in the main event of WrestleMania, and yet she's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Fans really wanted to see Braun Strowman win the title and have a championship run. That's not going to happen, so fuck him. Throw him off a fucking cliff. Dean Ambrose, if you want the guy to come back after he leaves, why don't you give him a nice fucking program, build him up. Maybe he'll sign. Maybe he'll decide. Hey, honestly, he's not going to – I tell you what, if it is confirmed and he faces Nia Jax at WrestleMania, that's not a way to convince somebody to re-sign. I mean, he said no, but you could always convince him. You can be like, well, we'll give you the championship. We'll give you the title. Okay, I'll stay. No, that's not going to happen. You want to put me and make me lose to Nia Jax? And I hope that at WrestleMania, if he faces Nia Jax, he sells like Shawn Michaels in that Hogan match. I hope that he flops around the ring and throws himself against the ropes and just fucking makes a mockery of the WWE.
That would be great. That would be fucking great, dude. If
and
he went out like that.
And it's not only the fucking wrestlers, too. It's also the fucking commentary. The commentary is abysmal. I fucking can't stand Renee Young as commentary anymore.
Yeah.
She's fucking awful. She needs
she's
to fucking
horrible,
go
man.
To. She's
they need to bite
terrible.
The bullet and just accept that she's a, that it's it was a failure. You know, okay, they tried it, but you
know
what? Let's get back to another... another dude or even another chick, who knows, but she herself is not good on commentary.
No,
maybe a chick, maybe
nothing.
There's a chick out there that is, but it's not her.
She knows absolutely fucking nothing. She hardly talks about the fucking matches. She always fucking argues with Corey Graves, which is starting to get fucking annoying to me now. She fucking knows nothing. She hardly says anything in the opponent segment either. What the fuck this? Fuck the commentary. And also, the camera work tonight was fucking awful. It was all over the fucking place. Who was fucking camera angling the show tonight? Fucking monkeys? What the fuck?
All right.
You know what the
all
fuck
right.
was?
So for the listeners out there, don't worry. We're going to get to our Royal Rumble predictions and results, and that's going to be fun later on because something has to be had fun about this loaded bunch of nonsensical cock-noblin fucking bullshit show that is Monday Night. Every week we say, and it just keeps getting worse. And it's WrestleMania season, bro. Anyway, the main event saw Braun Strowman and Kurt Angle take on Drew McIntyre and Baron Corbin. And lo and behold, Kurt Angle is made to look like a horrible, weak, humiliated old man. And there's some weird rule now that if the person not in the ring touches the other person, it's a DQ.
Oh, yeah.
So it better be every time in every tag match, it better be everybody, when the person comes in, it needs to be a disqualification. That's it. Otherwise, what is the point? Lazy writing, lazy booking. These people don't know how to write shit on Raw. The people they hired are garbage. Utter garbage. These people couldn't write or book their way at an... I'm the head booker of the IWC, and I put together the greatest fucking events better than Raw. Shit, listen to our last show. We fucking put on awesome fucking shit greater than fucking Raw. And I'm just a fucking internet mark here. I'm just a lowly nothing, and I can do better than any of these motherfucking prick titty sucking two ball bitch. Minister of Sinister, I need to get a drink. So talk about this main event while I get a drink.
All right. Well, that answers my question. You are drinking. I am going to open it, but I am going to drink. I'm going to drink a few myself, man. This fucking show tonight is making me drink, man. Get the fuck out of here. But, yeah, that's how bad it was, man, the whole freaking show. But Drew McIntyre and Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman and Kurt Angle. And, yeah, man, Kurt Angle booked to look weak in this during the match and shit. The whole thing was just fucked up, man. Like I said, the booking of Strowman, the way he's getting tossed around and stuff, he's turned into the Big Show now. He's like another Big Show. They needed to have given him the title a couple of months ago when it was right for him to get the title. Oh my God, that would have been the best thing for him. But no, instead he fell victim to fucking shitty booking. Maybe he was never ever planned to be the champion. Who the fuck knows? But yeah, Strowman is now he's just completely wasted, in my opinion. And God knows what's in store for fucking McIntyre. But hopefully it's something good. Hopefully he survives that, survives this shit. Because the way it's looking, man, damn, man. If your last name isn't fucking Lesnar, you don't have a chance in fucking hell. But I digress. This freaking match, man, was nothing to write home about. The fucking bullshit ending with the disqualification, you know, the whole thing itself, it was somewhat entertaining, you know. Corbin and fucking Drew McIntyre, you know, they put a good beating on Strowman out there tonight. And you know, but I didn't like the way they booked freaking Angle to look like a weak old man and shit. I thought that was a little bit too much. But yeah, it fucking sucked, man. It fucking sucked. And to have the way it went off the air too, with Kurt Angle and Strowman in the ring and shit, just bullshit. Come on, man. Stop with that.
Christian,
are you back?
The main event tonight. What did you think?
I'm glad you brought up the whole disqualification thing, because you know what? You know what makes it more fucking stupid? If that rule was implied, why the fuck didn't you disqualify the Heavy Machinery in their Four Corners tag match? Didn't they attack a bunch of wrestlers that were fucking not legal or anything like that? Or if, in fact, why didn't you fucking disqualify Bayley and Sasha Banks when Bayley was attacking both Alicia and fucking Nikki Cross? No, instead you fucking disqualified Braun Strowman and Kurt Angle. What the fuck kind of booking is this? This actually is worse than WCW, to be honest. This is downhill. This show has hit downhill. This show will never be fucking good. Changes are fucking bullshit. Vince is a fucking liar. This show's a fucking lie. It's a false advertisement as fuck. Fuck WWE. Fuck Monday Night Raw. And fuck this main event. And especially a double. Fuck you, Vince McMahon. You senile cuck.
And just think. I'm about to fucking go buy tickets. Let's see, tomorrow night, Tuesday, I'm going to the fucking Toyota Center for a goddamn concert that my chick wants to go to, and we're going to buy tickets for fucking Raw, the goddamn pay-per-view that's coming, Elimination Chamber. And they went up on the tickets. The tickets that I normally get are $95. Now, for this show, because it's a pay-per-view, I guess, they're $125. For the fucking,
and you're not
going
to be able
alone
to see shit through the cage. You're going to have to watch it on the fucking big screen, man.
Oh, man. The whole fucking thing is fucked up, man. It's going to be $300, and it's going to be a... I hope it's not a waste. I mean, at least I'm going to see the fucking history of the titles, but god damn it.
The whole road,
and, you know, this
the
is the decision I have to make.
Is enough. The whole road to WrestleMania is a fucking mess.
They're gonna do this WrestleMania build to where, yeah, I mean, some pieces have fallen into place already. But there's gonna be so many changes and shit, it's gonna be all fucked up by the time we actually get to WrestleMania, that it's gonna be nothing like what we thought. Or what we wanted. You know what I mean? It's just gonna be fucked up, man. They're gonna put it together at the very last, in the very last 2 or 3 weeks. We got tons of stuff coming, man.
We got Charlotte in the main event. We got Bayley and Sasha versus the Bella Twins at WrestleMania. I'm sure that's what's going to be for the tag titles. They're not going to get Sasha or Lita and Trish. They're going to get the Bella Twins. The Bella Twins versus, and then the Bellas are going to win. They're going to be the tag team champ. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
It's just like in the goddamn Royal Rumble, man. We didn't even have any fucking surprise returns. It was just NXT guys and shit. We didn't have anybody fucking come back, you know. No Razor
Except
Ramon.
Jeff Jarrett.
No
Jeff,
fucking nothing.
Jeff. We'll talk about
yeah,
the
Jeff
Rumble.
Jarrett.
We're gonna talk about the Rumble here coming up here in about 5 minutes. But let's talk about the ratings and what we thought of Monday Night Raw. Minister of Sinister, please, what are your thoughts on tonight's wonderful rendition of Monday Night Raw?
I've done nothing but bitch since I've been on the air, man. I feel like I need to get myself checked out for high blood pressure right now. I mean, I've been doing nothing but bitching for a whole hour now. I can't give it anything more than a zero. I have to give it a zero. I've just been bitching the whole fucking night.
All night. I've been bitching. We've all been bitching. So, Minister,
I'm
going to
get a drink even.
Give it a zero.
Zero.
Zero. Christian, what do you give it?
Two metal fucking fingers, 0 out of 10. Fuck this show. This show can eat my ass.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to give it a turkey. I'm going to give it a 0 of 2. I thought the Super Bowl was awful, but my God, Vince McMahon, he's like, hold my beer. He's like, the Super Bowl, you thought the Super Bowl was bad? Hold my fucking grapefruits. I got this. Tonight was utter garbage. It was garbage. There was nothing did anything for him. What did Finn Balor, beating a chocolate midget do? Nothing. Kurt Angle, humiliated. Braun Strowman, disqualified for doing something every other wrestler has done in the history of wrestling. What did that do? Nothing. A pointless four-way tag match. A fucking Becky Lynch because she won't go see the doctor. The storyline is about a doctor. Don't go see the doctor so Charlotte Flair can get in. Don't see a doctor. Like, what else happened tonight? Nothing. You had fucking Mojo Rawley talking to himself in the fucking mirror. You had a pointless Ronda Rousey with the fucking whoever. Like, there's nothing about the only thing tonight that stands out at all is Dean Ambrose and his line, what happened to EC1 and EC2. So the guy you're going to humiliate, the guy that you're going to send to job, to Nia Jax at WrestleMania, has the only redeeming spot in the entire night, and he lost to a roll-up to EC3. Fuck you, Vince McMahon. You heard it here first, folks. The WWE, I believe that tonight made a lot of people tune out. And I wouldn't be surprised. Tonight's ratings might not be that bad, but next week's, ain't nobody tuning in. Ain't nobody going to care. Why should we care? Do we care? Do I care about Jeff Jarrett and Road Dogg? They should be rolling out in a wheelchair. Like, what the hell? You know, like, who gives a fuck? Like, I'll watch SmackDown because I like SmackDown. But this, and tomorrow night's the presidential address, so I guarantee you that SmackDown is going to be fucking booked like a pile of shit. So, AEW, please save us. Jesus Christ. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble. We didn't get to talk about it last week, but we made predictions. We'll talk about the results, and all will be well. And we'll get us out of this complaining funk of bullshit that, you know, it's been since I can remember. So go to WrestleCorp.com, join Best Friends NXT. He says AEW has a chance to be a great wrestling promotion. I hope for the best in them. And so do I, because if anything, it will help Vince light a fire under his ass, and it's just gonna something. Something's got to change. All right, so this is Monday Night Fallout, and we'll be right back after this.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what-if scenarios, what-the-fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturdays at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether. Lost. Found. The greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
Something really scary.
You want to see something really scary?
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout. Now that we got the bullshit of Raw out of the way, let's talk about the Royal Rumble and what happened there and talk about our predictions and how we did. And we'll see who won and who lost and all the good stuff. But we also want to see what's in the guy's case. We want to know what's in the case because we've been watching Deal or No Deal as we've been doing the show. And number 22 is 50,000. What's in the case? Okay, so she would have offered $300,000, and then you're not watching Deal or No Deal. Why am I telling everybody what's going on here? All right, the pre-show. What was the first match on the pre-show of the Rumble?
Shinsuke versus Rusev.
Ah, okay. So Minister of Sinister said Rusev retains. I said Rusev retains. And Christian said Rusev retains. So we were totally wrong about the entire situation, and Rusev lost to Shinsuke. Minister of Sinister, why were we wrong?
The whole thing was fucking crazy, man. This whole booking shit of Rusev, it just got even crazier from there, man. So first Shinsuke wins, and then he ends up losing the fucking title, man, to R-fucking-Truth. And then Rusev challenges R-Truth and fucking loses again. So I don't know, man. Maybe he pissed off somebody backstage. Maybe he's going to leave after his contract is done and Vince knows it. Who the fuck knows, man? The whole thing was fucked up.
Christian, Shinsuke beat Rusev on the pre-show of the Royal Rumble.
It was fucking garbage, man. That title needs to be fucking retired, man. This title holds no fucking prestige anymore. They killed this championship. And they just turned Rusev heel again. So what the fuck was the point of this feud? And now they might be teaming up, too. So what the fuck?
Hey, Rusev and AEW. Stranger things have happened. All right, so the next pre-show match was the Cruiserweights Fatal 4-Way. Buddy Murphy versus Hideo Itami versus Kalisto versus Ichiro Kukaracha, some Asian. So Buddy Murphy won. Minister, you got a point. You said Buddy Murphy would win. You got a point. Congratulations.
Yeah, I still want to smell his fingers.
I said Hideo Itami would win. I don't get a point. And Christian, you get a point. Buddy Murphy retains. Wow. So, Christian, did you like this match? I think we talked about
no.
it on the after show, but let's talk about it again.
No, it was boring. It was boring as fuck. It was terrible. I'm glad Buddy Murphy won. I knew Hideo was going to be the one that gets the pinfall because he's a boring fuck. And now that he's out of WWE, he fucking deserves to be out. I mean, he did nothing for the business, so fuck him.
Okay, fair enough. So the card opened up with Becky Lynch versus Asuka. And apparently, Asuka won. Minister of Sinister, you said Asuka retains. You get a point. I said Asuka retains. I get a point. And Christian said, Asuka retains, I get a point. None of us got the extra credit point because Charlotte did not interfere, but we thought she was. Minister of Sinister, knowing what happened at the end of the night, was this the right way to do it? I mean, doesn't it kind of weaken Becky Lynch a little?
Yeah, not only that, it also tarnishes Asuka's win. I mean, she beat the fucking man into submission, and then the man ends up fucking, you know, coming out with all the accolades at the end of the night, seemingly. So, holding all the cards and shit. So, I thought it was kind of fucked up the way it made Asuka look as well. But, yeah, you know, I agree. The whole thing was fucked up, man.
Well, and Asuka will be facing Naomi probably at WrestleMania, or one of the Iconics, I guess. Or in a Christian, what happens to Asuka at WrestleMania?
She's not going to be the champion. She's not going to be the champion in WrestleMania. She's probably going to lose at a fucking Fastlane or Elimination Chamber to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to be SmackDown Women's Champion, and then they're going to fucking unify the two championship belts. Fucking Asuka is just a token champion. That's all.
They might go a different route totally, dude. They might even do some crazy shit, like they're going to bring back fucking no talking, no good for nothing fucking, what's her face? Lita's fucking, the one that was going to be tag team with Lita, what's her name?
Trish.
The one that would do the Matrix moves.
I don't know.
The diva from the fucking 90s, early 2000s, man. Trish Stratus. They're going to bring back somebody like Trish Stratus, put the title on her if they're going to take it off of Asuka. They're going to do something fucked up, man.
Well, let's not forget that this championship reign is a fucking token reign. Even the way she fucking won it is fucking tainted, so it's not really a real fucking title reign. This is a fucking joke of a reign anyway.
That is true.
All right.
The whole fucking reign is fucked up.
What was the second match on the card was the tag team?
The Miz and Shane O'Mac.
Yeah. Miz and Shane O'Mac. Minister said Miz and Shane win. That's a point for you. I said Miz and Shane win. That's a point for me. And Christian said the bar retains. No money there. Christian, you were wrong.
Well, I think I knew deep down the Miz and Shane would win. But I wanted a fucking heel turn real quick because I don't want these two being together for so long. I don't want them as champions either. It ruins the fucking tag division in SmackDown. And I don't really give a fuck about this feud in the first place, so fuck it, you know? That's why I picked the bar, because I really, and honestly, truthfully, don't give a fuck to fuck about this fucking feud.
All right, fair enough. So, next we had the Women's Royal Rumble match. So, the Women's Royal Rumble match, Minister of Sinister said Charlotte wins the Rumble. No points there. I said Becky Lynch wins the Rumble. I get a point. And Christian said Becky Lynch wins the Rumble. He gets a point. And I said his extra credit. He said Kelly was going to be there. Nope. Bellas were going to be there. Nope. Lita was going to be there. Nope. Kerry Zane, you get a point. Molly Holly, nope. I said Trish Stratus, nope. Lita, nope. Best Phoenix, nope. The Bellas, nope. But Kerry Zane, I get a point. Christian said Bellas, nope. He said Karma, nope. Paige, nope. Tori Wilson, nope. And whoever the other person was, it doesn't matter because no points there for you. So, Minister, why were you wrong?
Oh, man. I was wrong all the way around on these. I mean, no one knows. Look at the men's even. I mean, god damn it, dude. The whole thing is fucked up, man. It's just
I knew Becky Lynch was going to win. They were going to put her in there somehow. Like, of course. Right?
And I have to give you credit on this one, though, because you said Kerry Zane. I said Kerry Zane. So at least I got one point out of it. Thanks to you, T-Rock.
Yeah, you got a point. But there was no returning legends or nothing.
Yeah,
Christian.
Nothing.
You said Bellas, Tori Wilson.
Week.
You said Lita, Bellas, Trish Stratus, Beth Phoenix, Kelly. Where were they all, Christian?
At their homes getting an easy paycheck.
Not even the fucking Bellas. The good-for-nothing Bellas.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Beth Phoenix was technically there as a commentator.
No, no point. You don't get a point for that.
Okay.
You don't
but
get a point
anyway,
for you don't get a point for that. That's
I
not...
know, but anyway, the match was sick. Yeah.
Minister,
yeah.
did you change your vote at on your show or did you keep it the same?
I think I kept it the same.
Charlotte.
It,
you know what? It was a good match though, and the bitch with the thrift store clothing, she looked good. She did a good job, right? And some of those other
she did
women,
a great job.
And those other women, I have no idea their names. They did good. That one girl and that other girl and that China girl and that other girl and like I don't know these people. Who? Yeah, that one girl. She did great. That one girl. Not Kelly Kelly or Betsy or Trish Stratus, but that one girl. You know, her.
Yeah, the one girl. And
yeah, you can't,
China
back,
girl too.
You can't just bring back one legend. You can't dig up Mae Young's corpse and drag her out just one time. Like,
and that's
God
unfortunate,
sake.
Man. That's unfortunate.
It was a,
I would have really liked to have seen Eddie Guerrero, too.
Hey, let's get Benoit while we're at it. Bring him out. Okay, so after that, we had... What did we have after that?
Daniel Bryan versus AJ.
Yes. Daniel Bryan versus AJ in the worst match I've seen since the Super Bowl. Daniel Bryan wins. Minister of Sinister gets a point. I said Daniel Bryan wins. I get a point. And Christian said Daniel Bryan wins. He gets a point. He said Orton would cost, and he didn't. But you still get a point because I'll be nice. Even though we said that you don't get a point, you'll still get a point. So, of course, Daniel Bryan won. And he brought out on SmackDown that ugly-ass title, the hippie vegan title, or the hemp title, whatever. Minister, what did you think of this match?
For one, I thought it was just way too fucking long, man. I don't know. I just there was something about it. They didn't do their best. It was a lot of rest holds. It seemed. That was. Those
and
were
Eric
my
Rowan
on
came
it.
Out. Why couldn't they have ended the match 10 minutes earlier? Why couldn't they? You know, why couldn't he have come out like make it a short match?
And then the way it ended. Yes, thank you for reminding me. And then the way it ended with fucking Rowan coming out. Yeah. Why go through 20 fucking minutes of it? 22 minutes or however, 24 minutes and 35 seconds is what it went. I'm looking at it now. I mean, God damn it, dude. If you're going to have Rowan come out, cut that fucking time to 14 minutes or something, man. Instead, we get an 8-minute Brock Lesnar-Finn Balor match. You know, what the fuck, man? Shows you the priorities.
Christian, do you think this match should have been cut down?
Yeah, it should have been cut down to like 15 minutes at best.
It was
you know
the
what?
Longest
is,
match other than the two rumbles.
You know what? This is just like every AJ Styles rivalry match, though. You think the first match is good, then the second match is great, decent, but then it comes to the third and fourth matches, and they're fucking terrible. That's how bad the AJ Styles feuds have gotten, man. Evidence, look at fucking Shinsuke, look at fucking Samoa Joe. Four to five fucking matches with the same people. People are going to get bored and fucking tired of it. And eventually, the both wrestlers are going to lose and figure out what to do next. So that's fucking obvious why this match was fucking terrible. Hopefully, this feud's fucking over. Hopefully, this feud's fucking over. It was awful. Fuck this match. Shame
yeah, it was
on
awful.
Yes.
Brian.
What did you think
shame
of it,
I thought that if you're going to have an interference, 10 minutes, have the match go, and then have Rowan come out. You don't need 24 fucking minutes for this.
Yeah.
You know the show's running long. You know the shit is running crazy long. Fucking just cut it down. There's no need for this. Best Friends NXT says on the Royal Rumble, the show was too long, no more 7-hour shows. WrestleMania is 8 hours long. NXT for life. So there you go. That's what he said. So let's move on to the next match, which was Ronda Rousey versus whoever, the boss, Minister said Ronda Rousey wins, gets a point. I said Ronda Rousey wins, gets a point. And Christian said Ronda Rousey wins, gets a point. Christian, how did you come up with this? I mean, this was so out of the left field. Like, how would you have ever guessed?
Fuck me, dude. This match was fucking shit as well. Like, fuck me, dude. Like, fuck both Nia and Sasha, dude. Fuck both Ronda and Sasha. I knew that Ronda was going to win because she's fucking Ronda Rousey. At this point, she wins every fucking match. She's fucking God, I guess. Apparently, she's fucking God. Everything she touches turns to gold and shit. And everybody has to bow down and praise her like the god that she is or some shit. Well, but we all know that this match is fucking shit. It was shit. Well, yeah, Ronda Rousey retained.
Minister, Ronda Rousey won?
Yeah, it was shocking, I know. But, yeah, man, Sasha Banks beat the shit out of her, though. I mean, if you go back and look at that match, those kicks to the face, man, they were solid, man. She put it in on her, man. She was like, you know what? You might be the fucking champion, but I'm going to fucking beat you. I'm going to make you fucking earn that fucking right. You're going to fucking take a beating tonight, girl, because she fucking laid it on her, man. So good for her for that, you know, because Sasha Banks was just a pawn going into this feud. Just another fucking pawn. The four-time women's champion. She got to say that, though. I'm a four-time women's. Yeah, bitch, but how long have you had it? You've had it a week combined, maybe? She's had that title maybe 7 days combined in those fucking four reigns. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, and it's hard to, like, suspend your disbelief and think that anybody's beating Ronda. And if Charlotte's going to be in the match at WrestleMania, Becky will pin Charlotte and win the title. And then Ronda still gets to look strong. Like, Becky pinned Charlotte. Or Becky pinned Ronda. Becky pinned Ronda. That's whatever. Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor. Minister says Brock Lesnar retains. You get a point. I forgot to add that point. Ooh, your score just went up. I said Brock Lesnar gets a point. Or Brock Lesnar wins. And Christian said that the demon comes out and Finn Balor wins. Christian, you get no points for that. And I would take away a point if I wasn't such a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, truthfully honest, I'm going to be honest right now. I knew that Finn Balor was going to lose. But I'm fucking sick and tired of Lesnar, guys. I'm deadly serious. I'm done with Lesnar. Like, he's held this fucking company hostage for 5 to 6 years now, and enough is fucking enough. If he fucking retains at WrestleMania, I'm going to boycott the WWE, dude. If he fucking beats Rollins at WrestleMania, I'm fucking boycotting WWE, dude. That would be the
I'm calling it
story.
Now. I'm calling it now. Roman Reigns comes out and causes the distraction, which leads to Seth Rollins winning.
But that, even that fucking
no.
hurts, Rollins.
No, I'm
no,
calling
that
it now. And you can write this shit down. I'm calling it now. Brock Lesnar retains.
Oh.
At WrestleMania. Because they no longer give a fuck.
They don't care.
How about this? Dean Ambrose helps Seth Rollins win the match. For his last goodbye and redemption.
After losing to Nia Jax, yeah. After losing to Nia Jax in the pre-show of WrestleMania, Dean Ambrose loses to Nia Jax in a squash match, right? He gets squashed, loses in the pre-show, and then come back in the end, walks out to the ring, drops his pants, and takes a big shit. And flips everybody off and leaves. That's a good way to end it. Take a big fucking steaming pile. That's what it is. Raw is a pile. Like, Raw is turd. All right. So, we come to the big one. The Royal Rumble match. Minister had Seth Rollins winning. You get a point. I had Seth Rollins winning. I get a point. And Christian had Seth Rollins winning. He gets a point. Minister said that Ted Jr. would come in. Nope. King Booker would come in. Nope. Velveteen Dream would come in. Nope. EC3 would come in. Nope. The Undertaker would come in. Nope. I said Jake the Snake would come in. Nope. I said Sami Zayn would come in. Nope. I said Bray Wyatt would come in. Nope. I said Jeff Hardy would come in. Ding, ding, ding. I get a point. And I said Batista would come in. Nope. Christian said Batista, The Rock, Triple H, The Undertaker, and Wade Barrett would come in. Nope. This match, all we got was Jeff Jarrett. That's what we got. We got Jeff Jarrett was your surprise, your return, your legend, your super. They couldn't get Batista. They couldn't give Batista some money. They couldn't have Triple H come out or some shit. They couldn't find The Rock like $1 million to just come and do a fucking come on out for a second, right? Minister, what'd you think of the Rumble?
Well, yeah, I've never been a fan of the pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble. I've always thought it always turns to shit, man. Nothing ever good comes out of the fucking Royal Rumble, dude. Think about it. So, yeah, man, here we had Seth Rollins winning. That was the only thing good that came out. Finally, something good has come out. Seth Rollins won. And by taking out Strowman and all this. So, yeah, I guess I have to take it back. Something good did finally come out of the fucking Royal Rumble. They finally booked it right. God damn it. Can you believe I'm saying that? I think Seth Rollins needed to win, and he won. I mean, but what are they going to do now? What are they going to put in his path? You know, are they going to end up taking it from him? Maybe. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Because they've already bastardized it before. It's already been bastardized. This whole concept of winning the Royal Rumble and you go straight to Mania, it's been bastardized already. They could easily turn it into a triple threat or some shit, you know. So it's all fucked up. Who the fuck knows? But yeah, I thought the match itself, I mean, you know,
Nia Jax,
it was
a big
wrong.
Surprise. Nia Jax was
But I said that Nia Jax would cost fucking R-Truth. I said she would take out R-Truth.
Yeah,
not on your prediction. Not here. Not in my predictions.
Well, I said it somewhere that Nia Jax would take out R-Truth, so I should get a point for that, even though I didn't say it here. Maybe I did. Who the fuck knows? You know who I did call out? I called Jeff Jarrett coming
back.
No,
you didn't. You said Ted Jr., King Booker, Velveteen Dream, EC3, and The Undertaker. I wrote it down, Minister.
Damn it. I could have sworn I said Jeff Jarrett would come back.
No, no. Christian, what did you think of the Rumble?
I think the whole Royal Rumble, both matches were fucking disappointing. This year was fucking disappointment city. NXT ruined the Rumble. That's what I'm going to call it right now. NXT ruined the fucking Rumble. Too many fucking NXT wrestlers invaded this fucking pay-per-view. And the fucked up part is Seth Rollins is injured right now, so he's going to take a month off until he returns around Fastlane. So guess what? The guy who won the Royal Rumble is not going to be partially on TV because he's fucking injured. Ain't that a bitch, isn't it?
Well, and the Universal Champion ain't going to be on TV because he's a bitch.
Wow, what a
so
great
show.
We're
going to get more shows like tonight.
Yay.
What
exciting.
What a great build. What a great build. He'll probably show up next week, but he won't wrestle.
When is the pay-per-view? Is it the 17th?
What? Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 17th, 2 weeks from now.
Oh, man.
Next weekend, actually.
Next weekend? So we have to do our predictions tonight? No, this wasn't the
go-home
show.
No, the following.
No, next weekend.
No. Next week we
like
make predictions.
Week. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
But
next
whatever,
week we make predictions.
It.
Yeah.
So let's go to the tally now and see who won and who lost. In third place with 6 points, Christian.
Whoa. Hey, I tell you what, 6 out of 10 ain't bad. At least I got 4 wrong, so. And you know what? I still won overall, so you know what? I feel like a winner anyway. I'm a bigger winner than fucking Raw tonight, so it's a win-win for me.
And there you go. All right. Second place.
Wait. Before we do this, I just want to say that I feel like you took me out this time, man. I think you took me out fair and square with that fucking, with that goddamn last point you made in the fucking chamber. Who did you call
the
chamber?
Yeah, Jeff Hardy?
Jeff fucking Hardy. God damn it.
Second place. Minister of Sinister, that means the winner! And that's what did Minister. That's what did it. Jeff Hardy did it.
Yep.
We would have been fine. Jeff Hardy.
I fucking knew it. You got
Jeff
me
Hardy got me the win. Thank you, Jeff.
But how fucking weak was that, though? That they had no big names come back, man. How pissed off would you have been if you have gone and gave them $125 just on the ticket alone, plus the $15 for the fucking parking? Come on, man. $300 altogether, dude. $350, who knows? And then not seen anybody except the fucking main roster, the regular roster. Get the fuck out of here.
And Jeff Jarrett. Don't forget Jeff Jarrett.
What? Yeah, Jeff Jarrett, okay, Jeff Jarrett, but still, man, he's never fucking put any, he's never put a dime in, dude, come on, man.
Couldn't even
you
have Kane, couldn't even have Mark Henry, couldn't even have Matt Hardy, for God's sake,
exactly.
Couldn't have any of them.
Not even Kane, come on, man. This is fucked up, dude.
I mean, this is
a sign of how we're starting off the year, you know, I mean, we're in trouble, guys. We're in fucking trouble, man. They couldn't come up with anybody.
We're only in the second fucking month, and already WWE is starting to be fucking garbage.
The first pay-per-view of the year.
Let's hope that AEW does well. AEW needs to do well so that...
Light a fire under their asses.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It has to. You gotta, because this can't continue. Listen... If this keeps up this way, I know it's WrestleMania season, but, you know, if Raw and everything keeps up this way, I might say Fallout might be done after WrestleMania because I can't take
this.
Hey,
man.
Like, I don't mind watching the show. No, seriously, because it's tough.
I know.
Raw used to be good. It used to be, I'll be honest. I used to watch WCW and then turn over to Raw at the overrun. So I'd watch WCW till the end, turn over to Raw, and watch the last 7 minutes and see what happened. Back in the day, I'd switch back and forth, but that's what I did. And then Raw started doing good, and then I watched Raw for a long time with Stone Cold and Mick Foley. And I just, you know, and now it's garbage. It is utter garbage. The SmackDown is the only bright spot. And I agree with you. NXT, that's all it was. NXT in the Rumble. Nobody gives a shit. I don't remember any of those women's names. I could tell you none of them. Not one. And, you know, get fucking Ivory out there. Victoria. What happened to Victoria? Why not Victoria? She's available.
Molly Holly.
Somebody, Jesus, like, you know, something. Give us something. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of Monday Night All Out, and of course we'll be back next week because that's what we do here, and we'll have our predictions. So next week will be good, right? Because we'll be able to do our predictions, so that'll make it fun. That'll give something exciting. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's something to look forward to, man, because, you know, talking about the fucking shows is becoming painful, like you said, man, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you for wanting to cancel it, dude. It's becoming a chore to fucking do this shit when I mean, all we're doing is bitching about it. Fuck, that's too much negativity in our lives to fucking be wasting 2 hours fucking just bitching about it. I mean, fuck it. I got better things to do, man.
Well, what about this? If you want something to look forward to, how about Double L versus Minister of Sinister, Hell in a Cell for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship? How about that? That's a great match at Revolver. That's something that's going to be awesome. How about me, T-Rock Plutonium versus Best Friends NXT for the World Generation Championship match? How about that?
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty good, I think, right? I mean, and what
that's
about Christian versus his co-host, Batman, in a last man standing match for the Legends Championship?
Joe Bates,
like,
Joe Bates will be the, has requested to be the special guest referee in that match, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, there you go. So a last man standing match between Christian and Batman with Joe Bates as the special guest referee. Wow, that sounds great. Oh, my God. Like, a fictional online wrestling league puts on better fucking shit than the WWE. I'll leave you with that. Revolver. IWC Revolver coming soon. All right, Christian, why don't you close yourself out for the night?
And watch how I'm going to get a better fucking bill in my rivalry right now with Batman right now. I just learned right now that fucking Joe Bates is going to be the special guest referee, and I got one thing to fucking say. Joe, if you fucking screw me out of my title or screw Batman out of his chance, I'm going to come after you, boy. You screw me out of my fucking belt, Double L's not going to be the only career that's going to come to an end. I'm going to come after you next if you screw me out of my fucking championship belt. That's all I'm saying. That's not a spoiler. That's a fucking fact. So see you two chump at Revolver. Don't screw me, bitch. Don't screw me with my title. Bitch. Because all not
right.
only am I going to make Batman my bitch, I'm going to make you my bitch if you screw me.
Damn.
See you later, guys.
Boy, oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen. Christian! I can't wait for that last man standing match. It's going to be good, I think.
He's
going out
of control. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to stop him.
Stop it. Will you stop? All right, Minister, why don't you close yourself out?
Yeah, man. Check me out Thursday. We're going to have a great, entertaining show for you this Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio, 5 o'clock Central. Check it out. This is Minister of Sinister reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Peace.
Your IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. Thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it. I know we bitch and moan about Raw, but that's what's fun about this show, and I'm glad you could enjoy us bitching and moaning about Raw. Tomorrow night, Santori returns with Facing Tuesday. I'm sure it's going to be something epic. It's a Pink Floyd night, so you're going to enjoy that. And Thursday, Minister of Sinister. Friday, Joe Bates. Saturday, the Omega Opinion and Radio Renegades. And, of course, Sunday, the greatest talk show will be back. A lot of great stuff. Thank you, Best Friends NXT, Mumron, everybody else out there listening. You guys are what make us a show that gets a ton of listens. Yeah. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next Monday night right here on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.